877-637-6376.
Be there
with Dr. T.G. Thompson and family. Explode in gospel singing, preaching, prayer for the sick nightly. Monday, it's a special healing rally at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, Bible teaching at 7:30 p.m. And Friday, evangelical service.
Bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. We're getting ready to start our broadcast. We're trying to connect our Periscope audience, so y'all stand by. All of you that are Tuning in by way of Blog Talk, remember to call those numbers. Area code 347-989-0113. So just call that number. If you know someone out of town, let them know that we're on the air now and they can tune in to us live, whether they're in New York or New Jersey or Chicago, Illinois or St. Louis. They can call area code 347-989-0113. All right, so we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Talk to you some more on the day's broadcast and to share with you some special announcements and special invitation about this upcoming Sunday. So my name is Hurricane Johnson, Periscope audience, stand by. We're trying to connect. We'll be with you in just momentarily. I'll be right back. Well, that's that sound. We're still trying to connect with Periscope, but this is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I'm so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, your places of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing about it is you can be a part of what God is doing. You know, I am so grateful for the mere fact that God has been good to us. He's been protecting us and keeping us doing these dangerous times. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be here to be able to speak to you by means of this radio broadcast. Now, as we go further in the broadcast, I want to give you some special announcements, that you need to be aware of. This Sunday morning at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, that address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I am going to be ministering, and I want you to bring your entire family. Now, of course, our ministry always cater to the community on the Sundays before Christmas. So, therefore, it's going to be a lot of things, amen, given away to the kids and toys and et cetera. And we just want you to bring your entire household out. Now, you know, don't let the devil trick you and say, well, you ain't been to church all year. Doesn't matter when you start, as long as you start. You know, don't let the enemy fool you into thinking that, you know, don't be no hypocrite and come to church just on Christmas or just to get toys. You know, the devil will use anything to try to offset you. He will use anything to try to offset you. So whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you from being a part of the service on this upcoming Sunday. Now, I believe that God is doing something great. I believe that God is doing something unusual. I believe that God is doing something, amen, that we need to be a part of. We need to be a part of. And so, therefore, this Sunday morning, I want you to be a part of this great service. This service will start at 11 a.m., and it's all taking place at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I think we about got the Periscope ready to go in, so you all tune in, amen, to Periscope as we get ready to start our broadcast there. And then all of you that is on, amen, Blog Talk, remember to join us. Remember to join us, amen, because I believe that God has a miracle in store just for you. So tell someone that we're on the air, and those of you, there we go, Periscope, God bless you, we're live, amen, on Periscope, and all of you that are listening to us, it is a blessing, amen, for all of you to join us, amen, to be a part of this. Now, I was making mention of Sunday. Sunday is going to be a very important day. Sunday is going to be a very important time. So all of you that are listening to my voice, I want you to make it your plans and must, amen, to be there. Bring your entire family. I don't want no one to stay home. You know, I want everyone to be a part of the service. Everyone to be a part of this service. We start at 11 a.m., but bring all of your children. Bring all of your loved ones. Anyone that live in your household, make sure they're in church on Sunday. You know, everyone. Everyone. The statements hold true. For as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The statement holds true, even unto this day, and it was stated almost 4,000 years ago. As far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, I don't know about anyone else, but my household is going to church. And so, therefore, I want you to bring your nieces, your nephew, your aunt. If you got family members visiting from out of town, then make sure that you let them know, listen, on church, everybody go to church. You know, we don't stay home and watch the football game on Sunday. We don't stay home and cook collard greens and prepare dinner. No, we'll go ahead and I give some free advertisement. We go to Father and Son on Sunrise. I get some free advertisement, all right? We go to Father and Son on Sunrise and get some ribs and greens and potato salad. But as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So we're going to go to church. And so, therefore, make it where everybody understands that it's church time on this upcoming Sunday morning. That's at 11 a.m. It's at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, before I discuss some things with you, again, let me invite those of you that have phone or internet to join us by way of Blog Talk by just simply calling 347-989-0113. That's 347-989-0113. You know, one of the main things that I've been discussing during the last 7 to 8 days is the battles of the mind, the battles of the mind. And this subject came from Ephesians 6, where the Bible, amen, encourages us to put on the whole arm of God. And someone say, okay, well, how many times are you going to talk about the battles of the mind? And how much are you going to say it? You know, as much as needed. As much as needed, because you have a lifetime of people thinking a certain way. And I'm certain that, you know, one day's broadcast is not going to do it. You know, it has to be penetrated against the mindset that you've already developed. You know, many people have mindsets that they have right now. You know, and it takes time to develop those personalities. You know, personality comes from habitual lifestyles, habitual acts. In other words, something that you do continually and continually until it becomes a normal way of life for you. So, you know, someone can do a particular thing, you know, habitually will becomes his personality. Well, that holds truth in your thinking pattern. You know, if you don't maintenance your thinking, I mean, if you just get up in the morning and just go to work and go home and, you know, fix your food and you know, dress up and you know, just do daily things, if you don't stop to maintenance, you know, if you don't stop to maintenance your mind, then that means that you have an uncultivated mind. You know, if you don't maintenance your mind, then that means that you're leaving it uncultivated. It's there, it functions, you know, that's how the woods are. That's how the grass is. It's there, it functions, it grows. But at some point, you have to maintain it, you know, and that's what you have to do with your mind. You have to learn how to maintenance your mind. I mean, who says that your feelings are right? You know, who says? And I can stay on the scripture where the Bible says, so a man thinking, so is he. Who says that what I'm thinking is right? Who says that what I'm feeling is right? I mean, you could be feeling something so strong and it can be so strongly wrong. I mean, and that's the danger of a mindset. That's the danger of a stronghold. You can have a feeling behind it. You can have the thought behind it. You can have your own personal, you know, conviction behind it. And all of those things behind it can be wrong. And that's the danger of it. And that's why the Bible said, let a man so examine himself. Let a man so examine himself, for when he thinketh he stand, lest he fall. Can I say it again? Let a man so examine himself, for when he thinketh he stand, lest he fall. And that's what we need to do today. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, about examining our thinking pattern. Just examining our thinking pattern. Yes, examining our thinking pattern. And so therefore, the Bible shares with us that we must put on the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation. And I dealt with, amen, that a little bit on yesterday, and I told you that one way of understanding the helmet of salvation is thinking outside of danger. Thinking outside of danger, the danger that you're in. God bless all of you that are joining us by way of Periscope. Amen. Thinking outside of the danger. In other words, number one, we must start from groundwork. Okay, forget all of the things that they say come with salvation, like dress code. You know, I was brought up where you couldn't watch TV. You know, my pastor used to call the TV the one-eyed devil, the one-eyed monster. You know, that's what they call the TV. And so all of the saints in our church, we didn't have TVs in our house. We had a radio, but we didn't have TVs. Because she said it was a one-eyed devil. Okay, on Christmas, I was brought up, well, we didn't set up Christmas trees. She said, if you got any gifts, put a sheet on a chair, and you can put those gifts on the chair. But as far as setting up Christmas trees, they brought up the scripture where it says, don't decorate trees like the heathens do. And so we couldn't watch TV, and we couldn't set up Christmas trees. Y'all already know the rest, right? Women couldn't wear pants. And you certainly couldn't wear makeup, because if you wore makeup, they say you was a Jezebel. And, you know, so therefore, and let me tell you something else they couldn't do. You couldn't, can I say that part? Okay, they wouldn't allow you to straighten your hair. You know, you had to wear your hair kinky, you know. So all of those things, you couldn't wear no jewelry. Women couldn't wear open-toed shoes. They couldn't really wear short-sleeved shirts. Men had to wear ties all the time, and therefore your collar, if you was a woman, you had to be buttoned all the way up to your neck like a bishop. So y'all don't want me to get into how I came up, because that's the kind of sense that we came up in. That's the senses that we came up in, and it goes further. We couldn't go to football games, we couldn't go to basketball games, we couldn't go to baseball games, party, what party? What it is, babysitter party? No, children's parties and all of that. We couldn't do none of that. We couldn't do none of that. Are y'all listening to me? And, you know, you had to get married and you had to go through this and had to go through that. But all of that other stuff we could not do. We couldn't do. But as time went by, you know, we found out that you can dress the outside up all you want. But if a person inside is not right, if the inside is not right, then the outside really is irrelevant. Because if you got a person that's walking around with long dresses, nappy hair, no makeup, not watching TV, you know, not going to games, not doing this, not doing that, but got self-righteousness in their heart and in their mind, you know, prejudice against this group of people, prejudice against other churches, then it's worse off to be in that condition. And so therefore, you know, the devil played baseball with us. You know, those that wasn't willing to really change from the inside out. I mean, he was just having a great time, because he noticed people walking around being so holy on the outside, but having an evil heart and mind on the inside. Then you got those that are very liberated. You know, they say, look, you know, it's all right to do this, and it's all right to do that, and it's all right to do this, and it's all right to watch TV, and it's all right to do this, and all right to dress how you want to dress, and it's all right to do this right here, and all right to do it, and all that's fine too. But then in their heart, everything is so all right until they have no government yet. So you got one that got so much government until they have become prejudiced. Then you got the other one that got no government until, look, I just leave everybody alone. Let everybody live the way they want to live. And leave people alone, praise the Lord, because, amen, God didn't give us the right to judge nobody. You know, it really, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, you got to put that in perspective, okay? I can look at a book right now, and I can tell you whether the book been read or not. You know, there's certain books you can judge. One thing you can judge is that it's been around and it's been read, okay? So when you stop dealing like that, when you got so much liberation until there's nothing that's a sin, you know, there's nothing that's a sin. People drink, smoke, lie, cuss, commit fornication, commit adultery, and have no conviction. Oh, you got those that don't do that, but they're judging everybody else and self-righteous. Then we got battles of the mind still. You know, this is much serious than what we think. It's much serious than someone saying, I don't want to take drugs no more. It's much serious than somebody saying, no, I don't want to drink no more. If you have a self-righteous spirit, it's still the battle of the mind. If you have a spirit where you say, listen, I just live and let live, and everybody can do what they want to do, then the last day God will judge everybody, then it's still a battle of the mind. Because there are certain things in the Bible that shares with us that we should and should not do. So that's not where I'm on today. That's not what I'm on. I'm just trying to tell you where I come from. This is where I come from. So where are you now, Bishop? Well, this is where I am right now. I am at the point where I have to depend on Ephesians, the 6th chapter, where the Bible said put on the whole armor of God. I have to depend on the fact that the Bible say put on the whole armor of God, the entire armor of God, because you need to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What wiles? The devil will fight you with your marriage. He will fight you in religion. He will fight you with your own salvation. He will fight you with your own self, your own thoughts. He will fight you with your wife, your husband, your son, your daughter, your job. He will fight you with financial insecurities. He will fight you with your car. He'll fight you with your sister, your brother. The devil will fight you with your dog. You know, even a dog don't like me, praise the Lord. He will fight you with anything. Do you understand? The wiles of the devil is very expansive. You know, not expensive, expansive. It means it has no limit. He'll fight you with color, you know. He'll fight you with anything. Now, look at that. They trying to wear blue like me, praise the Lord. See, that's why I'm going to wear purple now. You know, he'll fight you with anything. The devil don't care. He don't care what he fights you with. So the wiles of the devil, you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. The wiles of the devil is very expansive. It goes to no limit. He'll fight you with your own hairstyle. I'm not going to work today. Why? I can't get my hair right, and people going to be looking at me funny and this and that. Do you understand all of those are the wiles of the devil? And before you know it, all he wants is a little foothold, and before you know it, it'll be your hair. Then tomorrow it'll be people laughing when you come in the room and not everybody laughing at you. And if it ain't everybody laughing at you, then it's everybody picking at you. If it ain't people picking at you, then people preaching on you. If it ain't people preaching on you, then people talking about it. The devil will fight you with anything. You can call people, and they don't pick up. You like, see that? They ain't know I'm a call, praise the Lord. And they don't want to talk to me, praise the Lord. Well, you need people, they're never there, but I'm there for everybody. See, he'll fight you with anything. So the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So what do you do? Well, number one, we must start maintenance on our mind. You must start maintenance on your mind. Okay, how is it that you think? How do you think? Okay, I got 5 minutes. How do you think? Time is going by quick, y'all. I got to get used to this, right? So, because I just be doing my introduction, right? So, you know, how do you think? How do you think in the course of a day? I mean, how many thoughts of the 80,000 thoughts that come against, amen, around the human mind, consciously, unconsciously, do you pull down? And what type of thoughts are you pulling down right now? To all of my listeners, by way of radio, or by way of blog talk, or by way of Periscope, I need to know what type of thinking pattern do you have? What type of thinking pattern do you have? When you get in an argument, what do you think about when you say, you know what, let's forget it? What do you think about when you left? Do you allow yourself to go and to yawn displeasure about, you know what, you really should have just dealt with that then and told them off and got it over with because they're going to keep doing it? I mean, how do you think? How do you think? Because so a man thinketh, so is he. Do you understand? The more you allow things to come into you, the more you're developing that type of mind. The more you allow thoughts to stay with you and make their residence with you, especially those thoughts that are not godly thoughts, the more you allow them to remain there. You can think, you know, and it's not that you invite them there. It is the devil's opportunity to try to put them there. All right, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Okay, Jesus wasn't sitting down looking at a rock to my, boy, I wish I could turn it into bread. No, the devil had to try to plant that thought there. But it's up to you to do what Jesus did, and you know how you stop the devil? Let me go. Jesus pulled the word on the devil. He just didn't come up with a wise saying, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. No, he had to pull scripture, because that's the only thing the devil going to recognize. Because wit for wit, you know, understanding for understanding, the devil has already been to heaven. He's already been where we're trying to go. He's already seen God in the face. He's already met Michael. He's already met Gabriel. He's already met Raphael. So he's not trying to get back there. So wit for wit, no, you can't get him. But with the word of God, you can destroy it. So I want to encourage you today. I said I was going to pray on yesterday, but let me pray in my final, how much time I got? Let me pray in my final minute. My final minute? Okay, let me tell you this. All of you right now that are listening to me, I want you to join me in a quick amen prayer. And I pray right now that the power of God will touch you from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet, that God will bring peace to your mind, that he will bring wholeness to your spirit, that he will bring soundness to your judgment. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke depression. I rebuke every spirit of fear in Jesus' name. And I command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Amen. My time is gone. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Until tomorrow's broadcast at 1:30, I leave you with these words. Hope need not die, because help is on the way.